Wasn't that so good? She did a great job on that. Praise God. She has a beautiful voice, and we thank God for those who are willing to step out of their comfort zone and do those things and use the gifts and talents that God's given us. Well, it's good to see everyone here tonight. I'm so thankful for the Lord and His presence. He always shows up. If we show up, He'll show up. And so I'm thankful for that. You know, sometimes it is uncomfortable when God is doing a work, a quiet work, because we're uncomfortable in the quietness and in the still places. But if we can stand to be still for a little bit, then we'll get exactly what the Lord's trying to get over to us. So I can say thank you, Lord, for tonight, for doing that for me. I wanted Him, and I needed a heart work done tonight. So I'm thankful that He done it. If He didn't do it for anybody else, He did it for me. And I gladly receive it from Him. And so, well, I'm going to open us up in prayer, and then we're going to move on. Lord, we thank You for showing up here tonight. We thank You for meeting with us, because You're faithful to Your own word and to Your own character, Lord God. And we thank You that we get the overflow of who You are. So, Father, we invite You to continue in this service, Lord God, that You would put a guard up over my lips, Lord, and not let me speak a word that's not of You. Help me to rightly divide the word that You've given, to speak it forth with clarity and understanding, Lord God. That way we can apply it to our life and to continue in it, Father. We thank You for what You've done, for what You're doing, and what You're going to do. And we give You thanks and praise for it. In Jesus' name, amen. Well, I have some notes here, but I'm going to start at the end and work my way backwards. That's the way He wants to do it, then that's how we're going to do it. So the question that the Lord's been posing to me for the last few weeks and really asking me to pose and ask to other people is, God's calling us to some different places and spaces. That's really obvious. I mean, He's been speaking it. He's been saying it for a whole long time now. So He's asking me, and I'm asking you, are we going to be bridge builders, or are we going to continue to strengthen the barricades that's already in place? Are we going to build some bridges and make ways for what God's asking us to do, or are we going to just build the barricades, the things that stop people, that cause a hindrance and a stumbling block? So we have a choice in what we allow ourselves to be. And I tell you, a bridge, being that bridge, isn't always easy. Because sometimes you get stepped on in the process of the in-between. And that's okay, because if it helps us to get to the other side, then we won't be staying there. But the main important thing is that the bridge can't be built out of old material. Has to be done with the new. And God's been speaking to us. I was looking back through some of my journals since really 2022 about God beginning to speak back then, saying that He's doing a new thing. Do we not see it? Can we not perceive it? You know, and that is in Isaiah 41. There's several scriptures here that talks about it and of what those are. But He's asking, sorry, it's a gnat up here, because gnats are everywhere right now. So, but, you know, he tells us first off in Isaiah 41:10 to fear not. There's nothing to fear. For I am with you. Do not look around you in terror and be dismayed. For I am your God. I will strengthen you, and I will harden you to difficulties. Yes, I will help you. I will hold you up and retain you with my victorious right hand of righteousness and justice. So it began with the Lord telling us to fear not, because He knows of anything new, it automatically brings a little fear there and a little anxiety of having to do something that we've never done before. Or He may be asking us to do some things that we have done before, but they're a little bit different. And so the main important thing that I got out of what He was saying, that we can either be a bridge or a barricade, is letting us know that the bridge can't be built out of old material or to collapse every single time. That we can't bring the old things that God's wanting us to let go of and to move on from. And as I was talking to him about it, he reminded me of the wineskins, the scripture about the wineskins in Luke chapter 5, starting with verse 37. Sorry, I have some throat irritation going on, and so I'm kind of crackly. Luke chapter 5, verse 37 says, I'm going to start at 36. He told them a proverb also, no one puts a patch from a new garment on an old garment. If he does, he will both tear the new one and the patch. He will tear the new one, and the patch from the new one will not match the old garment. And no one pours new wine into old wineskins. If he does, the fresh wine will burst the skins, and it will be spilled, and the skins will be ruined. They will be destroyed using old material on new bridges. But the new wine must be put into fresh wineskins. And no one, after drinking old wine, immediately desires the new wine, for he says the old is better. And so that's part of bringing, letting go of some of the old, allowing the new material that God wants to use to build the bridge. Because no one is comfortable with it, first off, because it's different. And none of us know what that quite looks like. And so it reminded me of past generation baggage, of old things. And it just flooded my mind. And as I was talking and asking the Lord about it, you know, I tell you, none of us want to be loaded down with somebody else's baggage, old baggage, stuff that should have been thrown in the garbage and burned a long time ago. No one wants that. I sure don't. And I sure don't want, and I don't have to accept the things that were handed down to me. I have a choice. You have a choice. Once we become born again, we become new creation in Christ Jesus. And so we have some decisions to make to let go of the old, some of the old stuff that weighs us down. And so I'm thankful that I don't have to carry all that old stuff back from past generations into my new. Sometimes they show up. Sometimes you ever notice when you're cleaning house or you're doing something, you find something old. Then it's up to you whether you keep it or you throw it away. And so, and that goes for bondages, addictions, tempers, you know, anything of my parents or my family line that they tend to walk in. Like we have our family line came from a bunch of alcoholics. You know, none of them, I do not know, not one single person before now that ever served the Lord on both sides. They were both alcoholics on both sides. So that's what I would have had to look forward to of my old baggage or past stuff. And thank God it ended with me. And now it's went down the line for me, but it's also went up the line to my parents, to my mom, to my grandmother. You know, and it started spreading out. And so I don't have to have it, and neither do you, is the good news. But the Lord also let me know I can't think that I can use something from back there for something to gain for today. You know what I mean? I can't, and it brought to my mind, you know, because sometimes we can say, well, we'll just keep that over in the corner. And if it benefits me, I'll pull it out and I'll use it for something that I want today. If not, then I'll keep it over in the corner. And then it just continues to sit there, but it's always a back door. It's always something old that you can reach back and use if that's what you want. But the Lord says for me not to think that I'll ever be truly free from that old stuff if I keep picking it back up from time to time. It's still there. It's still attached to me. I have to completely sever it. And I have to choose to move forward. And so, because sometimes when we do those things, we feel that it entitles us to have a bad attitude. It entitles us to say, well, this is just how it is. My mama had it. My daddy had it. My grandma had it. That's what that attitude gives us, an entitlement, because they had it. Now, this is just the way it is, knowing full well that I don't want it, but yet I keep reaching back and using it if it benefits me in the moment. And so many things, you know, it can go through that. And one of the things was discrimination. You know, we hear a lot of that being said this day and time. But I tell you, discrimination isn't just about color or about race. I tell you, you can meet anybody, go throughout a store and ask them if they've ever been discriminated against. I don't care what color they are. I don't care from what country they are. Living right here, you're going to find people that people are going to say, yes, I've experienced it. So we can't use those things that have happened to us to benefit us if we think that it will get us something. Because if we do, then we're always going to carry around those things that have consequences to them from our choices. And as I was thinking about it, it stems from, you know, and that's really what discrimination, it's a demonic spirit of division on one leg of that. It's a spirit of division. And it's become so rampant in our nation that it's tried and succeeded in many ways to take the place and be bigger than God to people and say, well, we just can't get over this. We can. It's each by our own choice of what I want. And I looked up the definition of discrimination, and it means treating some people differently from other ones, unjustly based on certain things. It's unfairness, it's favoritism, it's one-sidedness. That's what that is. And those things are based on our own opinion. It's not based on anything out of what God says. It's based on our own likes and dislikes. And so people hold on to those things, and then it gives us an attitude that's not a godly one. And it puts us in a place of where we're two-sided and not just one way. That's taking that old material and trying to be a bridge, but in doing so, it causes big potholes in the bridge and eventually the bridge to collapse. And so, what does God say about it? He says to love. He says to forgive. He says to let it go, even if it happens over and over and over again. So it's not if it happens, it's when it happens. How do we choose to react to it? That's one of the things. The other things is tradition. Man's traditions, the old wives' tales, those things, and tradition in churches is steeped in it. People hold on to those things like they're more precious than the instruction and directions that God gives us. And we wonder why we experience it. It's because it's so prominent that we automatically say, yep, I knew it, when something familiar of the same sort happens. And he's talking about letting go. Stop building on the barricades of the things that are there as a stumbling block. We can choose to build on those things, or we can choose to build the bridge. To say, these things happen to us all, so Lord, help me get over them. First off, they hurt. They do affect us. But we have a choice in what we do with them. You know, and it reminded me in Colossians 2:15, I don't think I marked it right here, but it's talking about where Jesus destroyed every one of those things. Let me pull it up. Sorry. Now, the Amplified Bible, Colossians 2:15 says, God disarmed the principalities and powers that were ranged against us and made a bold spectacle, a display, an example of them, in triumphing over them in Christ and in the cross. He did something that was so unheard of going to the cross, that he triumphed over these things, and he done it for us. And disarm the principalities and powers that these things have over us, the sin, the bondages, those things. And we can be free from all of those things. And I tell you, I want to be free from them. And I want to walk in freedom, because there's nothing more beautiful that I have experienced than walking in the freedom of the Lord, of who he is, of who he says I am. You know, this deep heart work that God was doing tonight, you know, it had to, for myself, get my mind focused back on him. Because the enemy is out to steal, kill, and destroy. And he will add little, he'll lay little material pieces for us to pick back, to pick up, to add to the barricades that cause division. And it's time to stop allowing our differences to cause division. But only us as individuals can choose to let it not be us. I can't control you, but I can make my decision, even if I don't feel it in the moment, even if it makes me really upset. I do not have to act on that, and I do not have to speak on it. It's a fruit of the Spirit, self-control. And nobody likes that one. I think that has to be the least of the fruit of the Spirit that anybody likes, because it's the hardest on the flesh. Of crucifying the flesh, of biting the tongue to keep our mouth shut, to no matter what it is, if it's speaking, to eating, if it's reading or praying, whatever. That's the one. That's the hardest to cultivate. But it's the one that is most obviously seen in all of us. And so we have a choice. When Jesus went to the cross, he destroyed the power over those things that we have to continue in. He made a road for us to be able to walk in freedom. And the bonds that those things had around us, and he severed them. But when they creep back in, we breathe life into them. We breathe life into old dead things. And I don't want any dead things coming back to life from my past. I don't want dead things coming back to life in my life. But when we go back into those things and we allow them to be used for anything other than a stepping stone, that's what happens. They get life breathed back into them, and they become a stumbling block, building on those barricades. And those things are on the outside, trying to work their way to get on the inside of us, to stop us from being and doing the people of God that he's called us. Are we perfect? No. Does he ask us to be perfect? No. He asked us to seek him and then obey him. That's what we're to do, to love him. And when we love him, we'll want to do those things. We'll move forward in them. So the question is not if it happens, but when it happens. And we can answer those questions honestly when we ask ourselves, how do I respond to him? How have I responded to him? Then we know where we're at. And it's not just talking about that. It's talking about past hurts, church hurts, abandonments, things in our life that have happened to us, that there's a viable reason that we could act like that, or we could use that because it really happened. Or even those things that don't happen to us personally, but they happen to people we love. They happen to your husband, or they happen to your children, or to your brother or your sister. Those things cause us to continue on those barricades. And I had to say, ouch, oh me, Lord, when he brought those things to light. Because we want to be defenders of our children, of our grandchildren, and we are, to a point. We fight our battles in prayer when we recognize things coming around and asking God if we need to say or we just need to pray. Because, you know, I've had some people close to me hurt, and I had to honestly say, okay, Lord, I truly thought that I had gotten over that. It didn't have nothing to do with me, but it hurt them. And it led them to go down a path that's not good. And so I had to say, okay, Lord, I'm going to put them in your hands, and I'm going to be a bridge builder, and I'm not going to keep building on this barricade, this wall of hurt here from past things, because God is moving each of us into places, if we allow him to be the ones that cross denominational lines, racial lines, social, economic lines, if we allow him to. Because I tell you, the structure of our culture is going to fall to the ground. It is not stable, and it's going to fall. So where are we going to be when it does? Are we going to be amongst the ruins because we let those things be what built us and what kept us that we were founded on? Or are we going to be built in God and saying, okay, Lord, I love them, even though I don't love everything they do. I forgive them because they're not perfect. How much do I need forgiveness, Lord? I'm not perfect. And sometimes, you know, we're in hard places, and it causes us to have reactions. And so I wrote right here, thank you, Lord, for starting with me. Thank you for starting with me. Because I want to be a person that God can use and minister through, but I need him to minister to me too. And I have to be willing to allow him to do that, and then I have to do what he gives me instruction to do. To speak the things he gives me to speak, to do the things he asks me to do, and the rest is up to him. But I do have a choice of whether I move forward trying to bring old things with me. Because if I try to do that and I keep looking at everything through that lens, through the old material, then I'm never going to get through to the other side of what God has for me to do, what he has for each of us to do. We have a choice. And do we always make the best one? No, we don't. We fall down. We ask God to help us get back up. Help me to handle that different. And I promise you, the opportunity will come back around. Because that's how we learn. He doesn't throw us down. We say, oh, I missed it, Lord. And I kind of wanted to in a way because I just could not make myself be nice in that moment. You know, we're human. I'm being transparent. Sometimes we face these obstacles where we just don't want to do it, and so we don't. But the Lord, thank God for the Holy Spirit, convicts us. And we say, Lord, forgive me. I know that that was not the right thing to do. So help me when it comes back around, and it will, to do it your way. And that's how we start building the bridges with new material, with moving forward and letting the old things of bitterness, of hurt, of resentment, of those things not be the new that we try to incorporate with the new material as we're building. Because guess what? Eventually, you're going to come to that place of where you use something old, and you're going to have a big pothole. And it's going to be a stumbling block to somebody as you're trying to walk across. And so God hadn't called us to be perfect. He's called us to be obedient. And so just like in this service tonight, it's uncomfortable when you don't know, okay, we're waiting on the Lord. But I'm thankful for it. I'm very thankful for it because I can receive of the Lord of what I need, and each of us can to what we're willing to receive. And so I know this wasn't just something of what I would have wanted to stand up here and talk about, but this is what the Lord gave me and what he wanted me to say. And so the question that he leaves us with, are you a builder or are you a blocker? Are you a builder or are you a blocker? And when you decide to be a builder, be sure you use new material. Be sure that you don't take all the old stuff that you've had hidden away and try to incorporate it into the new things that he's doing. Because eventually, they're going to fall out. they're going to fall through. It's not going to be lasting. And so I encourage you to ask the Lord, but be ready for what you're going to do with what he answers. You know, we ask the Lord a lot of things, but are we prepared for what the answer is that he gives us to do? You know, I was sitting at the house this week, and I think I might have even told Chad, I said, you know what? It's been a rough few weeks. The enemy has just been, he's been meddling, and he's been nipping and throwing darts and these things. I said, you know what? I said, we're sitting right in the middle of answered prayers. I said, we are right in the middle of answered prayers of what God's doing. He gives us prayers to pray that are way bigger than us, that we could never accomplish. And then when it gets hard and it gets difficult and life is hectic and overwhelming, guess what? You're right in the middle of what he's told you that he's doing, even in the good, the bad, and the ugly. And we get every bit of it. But we're still right in the middle of answered prayer. And if we faint not, we will receive that, what he's told us. And so I just want to end that right there. But so be sure when you ask, you're ready. Be sure you're ready and you're willing to do what he puts in your heart to do. And it most likely will seem really, really big to you, but it's a small thing for him if we trust him. If we're willing to step out of our comfort zone, we're willing to let go of some things that need to be let go of and say, Lord, thank you for starting with me. Thank you for starting with me, because I want to be willing. I want to be right up in the middle of what the Lord's doing, because this world is wrapping up and it's not going to be much longer. And I want to be in a place of when he says to be ready in season and out in a moment's notice, that I am, because I've been putting him in. So even because if I hadn't been putting him in, I can't expect him to come out. I can't expect the word to come out. And so be ready, even if it's, and just the small steps are important steps. Don't try to jump to the big things. The small steps, do the small things first. Prayer, reading, listening to messages, whatever it is that you feel that you need to do. And the Lord tells us those things. He directs us and counsels us and what we need for the season we're in. And all those seasons are different. So are you a builder or a blocker? Is the question that I'm going to leave with you tonight. So that's it. Y'all have a very early night. Y'all get to go and enjoy. And there ain't nothing wrong with that. We all like to do that. We all need a little rest. We have the work week starting. And so I always told the Lord, I said, Lord, I'll say what you tell me to say. And when you tell me to stop, I'm going to stop. So, but I do want you to ask the Lord what you are. And how does that look to him? Not how it looks to me, not how it looks to anybody else. But Lord, how do I look to you? Am I that builder that you can use? Am I the one that's willing to move forward, to build and strengthen bridges, versus be the one that strengthens the barricades that's already in place, that God will, mark my words, he will tear them down. They're going to come down. So which on the end are you going to be on? Which end am I going to be on? I want to be the one across the bridge, right where he says that he has me going. So I encourage you to do that. Let's continue to pray for Brother Scott and Sister Kathy while they are on their anniversary. Let's remember the Roberts family, all those things, you know, that only God can do. You know, we know that the Lord is good and God is faithful. And so he's faithful to all of us as well. He's faithful to do what he says he'll do. Lord, help us to be reminded of what you told us that you're doing. and be encouraged in it. So if you'll stand with me, we'll dismiss and we will go to the house. Lord, we thank you for tonight. We thank you, Lord, that you order all things, that we know that you are in control and we submit our lives to you. So, Lord, show us which ones you see us as, a builder or a blocker, Lord. And then help us to take steps as you reveal to us what that looks like for each of us individually and as this church, Lord, going forward. Lord, I pray that your blessings would be upon each and every one of them. Let everyone get home safely, Lord, and let them enjoy the rest of this evening, Lord, going with your voice speaking to their heart, Lord God, about what you want them to do. So, Father, we give you thanks and we give you praise for all things. In Jesus' name, amen.